where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here is an update from Sarnia News Today.
A single vehicle crash this morning has led to a 25-year-old woman charged with impaired driving. Sarnia police were called to the area of Queen and Confederation Streets where they saw a blue Kia reversed and struck a hydro pole. The driver then attempted to flee with the damaged parts sparking along the roadway. Police say officers then located and spotted the vehicle with the driver still behind the wheel. Officers allege there was an odor and evidence of alcohol, which resulted in her arrest, and after a breathalyzer test was taken, it was found that she was two times over the legal limit. An increase in drug-related deaths and overdoses has resulted in an advisory by Lambton Public Health last night. The health unit is reminding people who use drugs to not use alone, carry a naloxone kit, and to not mix drugs with alcohol. LPH also says to look out for signs of an overdose, such as difficulty walking, talking, or staying awake, very small pupils, and extreme drowsiness. Free naloxone kits are available at the health unit, local pharmacies, and several partner agencies. Lambton County Library is introducing a new author talk series with a Valentine's-themed kickoff event on Thursday. Public Services Coordinator for Adult Programs and Outreach Adrienne Liebert says they will live stream a discussion with romance author Tessa Bailey in the Sarnia Library Theater. The talk starts at 8 in the evening, but there will be some pre-show activities beginning at 7.
So we're going to have a themed photo booth happening where people can come out and get a photo printed off with different fun, like romantic themed backgrounds.
The event is called Galentine's Night Out, and guests are encouraged to pre-register online. In sports, the Sting have the night off before playing tomorrow night at home against Windsor. Puck drop is at 7 p.m. and you can hear the game on CHOK. The NHL All-Star Games are today. The championship game is at 5 this evening with the teams to be determined throughout the afternoon. And in PGHL, Petrolia is in Port Stanley and Lakeshore is in Moortown. Today, mainly cloudy with a high of +3. Tonight, clear with increasing cloudiness overnight and a low of -4. Tomorrow, clear with a high of +5. And Monday, sunny with a high of 6 degrees. I'm Lindsay Newman.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.